Carlos, I know he's here.
Brother
Carlos,
can you hear me?
No. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Thank you.
Oh, Lord. Well, hallelujah. Live theater. Look at that. Nobody throw up. Be careful. It's all going to be all right. It's all going to come back together. Carlos?
Yes, brother.
Yes,
thank you, Timothy.
You know what? Whoa. I hear prayer. Did you break something?
Yeah, Timothy had to come in. My mic was on mute, and I didn't know how to unmute it, so I had to get him in here, and I got the cords kind of over, so some bowls dropped, but they're just bowls. I ain't crying over no spilt bowl.
Okay, you know what?
I had muted you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I was supposed to do something, but no, thank
you're,
you.
You're fired. No, I'm kidding. We can't do this without you. You know what, Carlos? I talked last week about kintsugi, the Japanese art of putting broken pottery back together with gold, and it becomes stronger and more beautiful than ever. And it's very appropriate for you. I'm just glad that was a minor thing, because you've already had your major accident for the year, and hopefully for the rest of all time.
That would be awesome.
Glad to see you. I'm always glad to see you. So thank you, Brother Carlos, for being here today. I hand it over to you.
Wow. I am so grateful to still be in the land of the living. I'm so grateful to be alive at this moment in history. It's an amazing and powerful time to be alive. And it comes with some challenges, but boy, are they worth living and working through. I am so grateful. We're living at a time of a worldwide pandemic. And at the same time, we're also living at a time of a worldwide uprising. An uprising for justice and equality and equity. And it's just amazing. I know that all of my white-skinned friends probably have no idea, except some who have been with me when incidents have occurred. But most of my white-skinned friends have no idea that whenever I am driving, anywhere at any time, and for any reason, a police car pulls up behind me, immediately, my hands start trembling. Immediately, my heart starts beating so rapidly. And immediately, I feel like I'm in danger. All of my adult life for myself. And as a child, when my father or uncles or others were driving, this has been our experience. Trembling, shaking, and barely able to get a breath. Barely able to get a breath. And so more times than I can count, although there was no policeman with his knee on my neck, and on my back, inside me, these words were calling out to my God, I can't breathe. For people of color, for black people and brown people, it's not about specific incidents in our lives, it's about the whole field of our life. And so it's not just when policemen pull up behind me or suddenly approach me while I'm standing on a street. It's every day, in every way. There's one part of me and others that finds it hard to breathe. We all know, and I've spoken it before, I'm not sure where it originated. This quote, that is so true. Freedom is like oxygen. Those who have it barely even seem to notice, while those who don't are dying for lack of it. I never thought that I would live to see the day when so many people of such a diverse selection, people of all colors, ages, so many of them with white skin, are standing up for change, standing up to do whatever they can, whatever we can, to end this experience for people of color, where on a day-to-day basis, there's a part of us that feels, I can't breathe. I am so happy and grateful for what is going on. For a while, I thought it was only going on in this country, and I've been made to cry so many times at the courage and the conviction of people standing up for what is righteous and what is just in my behalf. Because Black Lives Matter means for me that my life matters. My children's life matters. My siblings' life matters. It is so necessary that society comes to an understanding that inclusion is the way to end all fear. And now is the time. As I got ready to say, I thought that this revolution was only happening in the United States, and I said something to Timothy about, I am so amazed and grateful for all of the people in this country, particularly the white-skinned people who are standing up for this cause, standing up for social justice, standing up for our inclusion at the welcome table. And Timothy said, not only in this country, Carlos, let me show you what's going on around the world. And he put onto my computer a composite of people standing up for me all over the world. Australia, New Zealand, Iran, all over the world, European countries, all over the world. I never thought I'd live to see the day. Just as I thought I would never live to see the day where a Black president would be elected here in the United States, I never thought I'd live to see the day where what is happening is happening. I'm so excited. Freedom is like oxygen. Those who have it barely even seem to notice, while we who don't are dying for lack of it. I'm so excited for the possibilities for essential and permanent change. I am grateful for the work that so many individuals, one by one and name by name, are doing in behalf of this cause for the welcoming of one and all at the table of plenty. So grateful. You know, when you're a Unity Church or a Unity minister, or a New Thought minister, and you're about the revelation of heaven on earth at this time, it is impossible that that work cannot include some form of work for social justice and equity and equality for one and all. Yet this work for us, because we are a Unity organization, must always be based on the five principles. The essential work of owning these five principles and living by them This is our primary function. And when we take care of this function, when we make God connection, when we remember that God is my source, when, as the song says, I'm only here for God, we can do the great work of forwarding heaven on planet Earth by increasing the welcome from one and all. We are grounded in spirit, supported by spirit, supported by God. That is the only true power in the universe. And so it takes a fine balance to be social activists, to be activists for what is right and what inherently belongs to everyone, honoring an inclusion at every level of possibility. To do this work without being connected to the principles and God as source is far more difficult. Because trying to do this work without God, without being connected, without tuning into source, it's so easy to find ourselves absorbing the shadow. And by absorbing it, feeling immobilized sometime, victimized sometime, and reactive all the time. Yet with connection to spirit and a grounding in the five principles that are life-changing, rather than being absorbed and absorbing, we have more of an opportunity to observe and to make decisions and commitments around changing things by undoing the things we see and observe are in need of undoing, and doing those things that we've never done. As we know, there's a quote made famous by Bobby Kennedy. Some look at the world and see things as they are and ask why. Others look at things that have never been and ask why not. Why not a world of heaven while on earth? Why not a world of equality, sharing, standing up? I'm so glad to be in the land of the living to witness how many people are doing something that's never been done before. Not just saying why not to the possibility of equity and equality, to the possibility of peace on earth and goodwill toward everyone. This is the song of the angels at the birth of the Christ mind consciousness in all of the children of the living God. Not only saying why not, but living. Let's make it happen. It's a long work. It takes commitment. And one should never give up. There is always more and more to do to sponsor heaven on earth experience for every child of God, so that each of us can finally say, I can breathe. Sometimes it feels frustrating to see sometimes how long progress takes and how much effort it requires. But there is a scripture that has always been one of my favorites. that reminds us to be you not weary in your well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Be not weary in your well-doing, for in due season you will reap if, that's the fine print, if you faint not, if you don't go unconscious, if you don't pass out, if you don't stop. Another of my favorite scriptures that helps me as I'm working and growing and doing what I'm called upon to forward heaven on planet Earth, and I'm experiencing some of the frustrations with that, and sometimes I can even be self-critical about whether I'm doing enough or moving fast enough. And it helps me to take a deep breath and recall this scripture, which is also very true. The race is not given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong, but to he, she, who endures to the end. Once more. The race is not given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong, but to them who endure to the end. We mustn't give up, nor must we be self-critical and speak statements that we're not strong enough. We're not moving fast enough. We're not doing enough. Be guided by the Spirit as to what to do, at what pace, at what time. Spirit will guide us through. It has so many times, and it always will. It takes endurance, even enduring with impatience. Endurance motivated by commitment and passion and devotion to the cause of what is right. I don't want to keep living in a world that I've lived in since 1951. For me and my people, find it hard to breathe because so deep in systems, so deep in organizations, the schools we went to, the police who were in charge of our communities, the politics. Don't give up. We're chipping away like Michelangelo at a great piece of stone. Chip by chip. When asked, how did you draw from this stone this amazing statue of David, the Shepherd King, Mickey replied, David was always there in the rock. I simply chipped away everything that was in him. Humanity shared between one and all. Peace on earth and goodwill toward one and all. Equity, equality and justice for all of God's children, one by one and name by name throughout this planet, is worthy work. It's a holy enterprise. And this great possibility has always been there, buried in the rock. Our job, individually and collectively, is to chip away everything that isn't that. It is time for a new heaven and a new earth. Because it is time for the old heaven and the old earth to pass away, and for a shinier, brighter, purer version of these things to rise and be born, to take the place of what was old and worn out and ready to be given up. I am so excited. I feel like a baby boy, fantasizing and imagining, visualizing the greater manifestation of the holy idea of oneness with our Creator and all of creation. A worldwide pandemic and a worldwide standing up. We speak sometime about the Chinese coin that has the same symbol, but different interpretations to that symbol that are available for each and every one of us to interpret for ourselves. One coin side interprets the symbol as danger, and we all know what that feels like. It's what I described to you that happens to me whenever a policeman approaches me suddenly on the street walking or while I'm driving. Danger. Danger. I won't now give you examples of some of the things that have happened to me at the hands of unjust justice people. I have experienced experiences that have caused me to doubt that I would live through them. Now is the time for something new. And so the other side of the coin is interpreted not as danger, but as opportunity. That's my interpretation today of what is going on with both the worldwide pandemic and the worldwide uprising for justice. Opportunity. And we all know what that feels like. It feels exciting. It feels motivating. It opens up our creativity and our passion and our understanding that through the almighty power of I am is God in me, I can do anything but fail. I give thanks to everyone everywhere who has awakened to the call for a new heaven and a new earth. I send love and compassion also to those who stand against this cause, living out of their own understandings and their own level of consciousness, not knowing that unity and oneness is the way, not knowing that love is the answer, not knowing that all are safe when all are free. To these, and they are many, I speak these words to God. Father, forgive them. They have no clue what they're doing. I can breathe. Peace.
My brother Carlos.
My brother Brett.
Who does your life matter? Planet Earth would be in a much worse state if you were not here on planet Earth. And I hold with you this vision of a new heaven and a new earth, that a new day has dawned, that all things somehow are working together for good. And I say from my soul to your soul, my soul who decided to take on this body, and your soul who chose to take on that body, I look into your eyes and say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me for all that I represent. I cannot put into words how much you mean to me and to your community of Unity of New York. Freedom is like oxygen, and your words are like salve to the soul. And though I can't find words strong enough to thank you, Meister Eckhart did say that that's the only prayer we say, that those are the only words we say, that would be enough. So thank you.
Right back at you, brother. Right back at you.
Thank you. How about if we go to a place of peace? Let's meditate.
And now I rest. I rest in the power of an idea whose time has come. Peace on earth. Goodwill shared equally between all her citizens and upon all who walk upon her. I rest in this idea whose time has come. Not in some future realization, but here and now. Now is the time. Here is the place. Peace on earth. Goodwill shared equally with all. Life.
liberty, and justice for everyone. For each one and for all. An idea whose time has come. Equal welcome to the welcome table, leaving no one outside. God's blessings be upon me and upon you and upon each and every one without exception. One by one and name by name. Salam alaikum and shalom to you. Peace and love have always brought us through the darkest night into the sun. So extend peace to everyone till we have need to be afraid no more. I rest in the power of an idea whose time has come. Peace on earth. Goodwill toward all, without exception. If not now, when? If not me, who? Peace be upon me and upon you and upon each and everyone. One by one and name by name. Skona. Skona. Shiva Shanti Om. Peace and love alone will guide us home to oneness in our unity, where all are joined in harmony and we have need to be afraid no more. I rest in the power of an idea whose time has come, where we have need to be afraid no more. I rest. Greater than the tread of mighty armies is the power of an idea whose time has come. If not now, when? If not me, who?